She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, welcome back. Thank you so much. I've got the lovely Jacob, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum with me. And last week, you know, we talked about, should you be getting a tune-up instead of a checkup? We answered that question, trying to put the power back in your hands to, hey, don't get scared by these things that we want to make sure you do not have. But we just want to keep tuning up. It's kind of how you treat your car, you know? It's like, we don't want to run it in the ground and then have to have these major expenses and time out or not be able to drive. It's the tune-up. Well, for the next 12 shows, and you got to stay tuned, we're going to be talking exactly about how you can do these things where you might want to go and get a checkup. But guess what? We're going to help tune you up in the next 12 weeks. And this week, we're starting with four steps to improve your, guess what? Energy. That's right. Who doesn't want more? And I'll say it because I stole it from Jacob Teitelbaum. It's not loan shark energy. So that stuff that you drink that's high in octane, caffeine, etc., where you get energy right up the front, but boy, oh boy, does it steal more back. All right. You're paying the popper, you're paying the loan shark there. Really nice organic energy from the inside out. Who doesn't want that? Well, guess what? I don't think anybody doesn't want it. So, Jacob, let's just roll. Four steps to improve your energy.
Absolutely, because for New Year's resolution, we're going to talk about how to feel great, not by giving up things that you enjoy, but by bringing in things that feel good. So let's start with step one for optimizing energy. Feed your body. And you want to go with more whole foods in general, cut the sugar back a little bit. But it doesn't mean you have to get rid of all the sugar. There are some healthy ones. For example, chocolate is a health food. Chocolate will increase energy while decreasing your heart attack risk dramatically. So you just want to shift over from the foods that are junk to foods that are real foods that taste good. So go with whole foods, nuts, things in general that don't look like they're, what's the medical word, caca? You know, and people have a, you know, the difference between whole food and junk. I mean, I used to lecture to the third grade every year on nutrition, and, you know, they got to say, food is food and junk is junk. So just use common sense with it. But the American diet also, no matter what you do, I mean, it's called Standard American Diet, SAD, perfect acronym. Yeah. And it really is awful. Half of our calories come from sugar, white flour, added fat. They're stripped of everything except calories. So I think it's good for most everybody. Have a good multivitamin as basically insurance. I like one called the Energy Revitalization System. It's a vitamin powder. One drink replaces 35 pills. You're not taking handfuls of pills all day. And that's my morning energy drink.
Yeah, I got a lot of people on that because I think that, you know, as a practitioner, I always am emphasizing compliance because I have targeted recommendations between anything that I say. And as long as that patient and I work together in partnership and they can do it, and that energy revitalization system, that powder, makes it so easy to get those nutrients in that are absorbable. They're right there.
Yeah, and it's one drink. It's cheap. It's easy. And people feel outstanding. It was funny. I had one guy, I was walking down the street, and this guy suddenly looks at me, runs across the street at me. I kind of look up at him. He picks me up, gives me a big hug, raises me in the air, and I say, do I know you? You know, maybe we should wait for a second date for this or something. And he said, you're Dr. Teitelbaum. I said, yeah. He said, made that vitamin powder. And he took it. He had back pain for decades. He took it, and the pain went away. So many things people find clear up when they just give their body solid nutrition. And then a couple other simple nutrients. Here's my morning regimen. I take the vitamin powder, one scoop. I add a scoop of ribose, which in a recent study increased energy an average of 61% at 3 weeks. I then go ahead and add water. I take one fish supplement, which is Vectomega, where you just need one instead of eight. And I take a coenzyme Q10. That's my morning. That's, people ask, what do you take each morning? That's what I take. And my energy stays turbocharged. So step one, give your body the nutrition it needs. Now, step two is you got to use your body. You got to use it or lose it as far as your body's concerned. So go out and use your body. Now, it's called exercise when you're doing things that are not fun. That's not what I'm recommending. I'm recommending find things that are fun. Shopping is really good exercise. Park in the far end of the parking lot and just walk all the way through the malls or wherever you're shopping. Sex is good exercise. Setting up things, whether you're playing games or tennis or whatever it happens to be, do it with a friend. Have an appointment 2-3 days a week where you both show up. Because if you have a scheduled time to meet somebody, you're going to show up. if you don't, you're going to be amazed what kind of excuses you come up with. Well, I can't do that today because my butt itches. Oh, okay, you know, whatever it happens to be. But make an appointment with a friend, show up, and just use your body. You're going to find if you use your body and you do it outside in the sunshine, even better yet, dramatic impact on how you feel. So step two, use your body, but for things that are fun. And step three, after you've spent the day feeding your body and using your body, then you need to rest your body. And that means getting your sleep. And, Holly, the average night's sleep, average in the United States, until 130 years ago, was 9 hours a night. That was the average night's sleep. Now we're down to 60.
Average night's sleep.
That's a 30% pay cut. Yeah, you want to do that? Let's try that for a couple nights, folks. Get your 8 to 9 hours a night and see how much different you feel. You're going to think you're a sleep glutton because, oh, my God, sleeping 9 hours. Hey, for most of human history, it was more than that. In fact, if you go back thousands of years ago, the anthropologists say the average night's sleep was 11 hours a night. The sun went down. It was dark, boring, and dangerous outside. And unless there was some festival or celebration, sunset, people went to sleep when it got dark. Sunrise, they woke up. So we've gone from 11-hour sleep for most of human history to 9-hour sleep until 130 years ago, and now 6 3/4, and you wonder why your brain is dead and you feel no energy and you're in pain and you're gaining weight. You know? So next week, as we'll be talking about sleep, because sleep is part of the tune-up. We'll talk about how to optimize sleep. So if you have sleep problems, stay tuned next week, and we'll have you sleeping like a puppy. But mostly, take the time. And people ask, how can I find the time? And I'm going to say, and this leads into step four, find things to focus on. Spend your time doing things that feel good. So what I want you to do for New Year's resolution this year, instead of figuring out what things you love that you're going to get rid of or things you hate doing that you're going to do, don't do that. Make a list, and on one column, on the left-hand column, have things you spend your time on that you really love, things that feel good. And on the right-hand column, have things that don't feel good that you spend your time on. And then anything in that right-hand column that you don't have to do, that you're not going to get arrested if you don't do, or you're not going to get homeless or lose your job or whatever, take those things and take a pen and mark them off your list. That's the New Year's resolution I'm recommending for you. And take that time and use it to sleep.
I love it. And, you know, and you talk about New Year's, but I mean, sometimes, you know, I think that we should have written a book called I'll Start on Monday, because people need this advice pretty much any day of the year. We could use this to start a week. We could use this to start a new birthday. We could use these tips. And I think it's so important. And listen, four steps to improve your energy. Feed your body, okay? So feed your body nourishing food. We talked about the energy revitalization system. It's a powdered drink. Good food. So like chocolate, as he said. You don't have to restrict, okay? We can get these good health foods in that are actually enjoyable. Use your body. So use your body, particularly out in the sun. You don't use it, you'll lose it. So if you use it, and believe it or not, I think it's counterintuitive. People think, oh, I'm going to exercise and feel more tired. But when you exercise, you increase mitochondria, you actually feel better and have more energy. Get that sleep back. Get the sleep back. Used to be an average of 9 hours. We got to get it back. I think that right there, I mean, it's the best anti-aging medicine. It's where human growth hormone is made when we get to sleep and stay asleep. And then do not do things that you don't want to do. If you aren't going to lose your job or your family or your relationship, cross them off the list. Use that time to do things that feel good, especially sleep. You got New Year's resolutions coming up, or any time of the week. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is going to be here with me every week, and we're going to continue to talk about how you can tune yourself up, take more power back, be your own primary care provider. This is Dr. Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine, and thanks for listening.